Now let's move into chapter 22 as we wrap this discussion up. The rewards for suffering well. And I'm still going to be making an appeal to people of all social classes, people of varying levels of power, authority, and influence on the earth, both genders, all ethnicities, all nationalities. I'm appealing to everyone. Listen to this. Again, Revelation and now chapter 22, last chapter in the book. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. Picture beauty. Remember, the great street is a city. I'm sorry, is a street made of pure gold, as clear as glass. Now, this is the street that is flowing from the throne of God with a river as clear as crystal, and not just any river, the river of the water of life. In the middle of the great street, this golden street, is a crystal clear river of water of life. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. Ladies and gentlemen, fruit, great for us. Great for us. And we will have it there all year, every year. We will be having what we need for our spirits as well as our bodies continually, always. Healing of the nations. No more madness and drama in the nations. No longer will there be any curse. There are so many people who do wrong because they just love their sin. But there are other people who do wrong over and over and over again, not only because they're overcome by their sin, but because they are overcome by curses that are in their lives that they may know nothing about. They may know nothing about it, but God is bringing an end to every curse. There will be no curse in that place. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. How many of you look forward to serving God now? How many of you serve God with sincere, honest hearts, minds, consciences? And when I say sincere and honest, I mean you're not hypocrites. You don't do some things for God that you know will be pleasing to him, but at the same time, you do stuff for the dark side also. I can tell you now, and I've discussed this before, if that's the life you're living, you're not pleasing God at all. If you're serving him and the dark side, you're serving the dark side as far as God is concerned, and that is the way you will die unless you change. You will die on the dark side. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. The beauty of it is God knows who his true servants are. There will be many in the judgment day who will say, Lord, in your name I healed, I cast out demons. He's going to say, I never knew you. You workers of iniquity, of sin, of unrighteousness, you servants of darkness. And he's going to have them thrown into outer darkness, into the lake of fire. But those of us who are his true servants, it's okay to serve. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have power, I know that it may be difficult for you to wrap your minds around serving anyone in this life. But we're talking about the Creator, the one who created the earth on which you live, the one who gives you and so many others the ability to make the things that we use. The one who determined that man would have power. He just wants us to use it in the right ways and for the right reasons. Serve him now, because the only people who will serve him in eternity are those who serve him before we die, who truly serve him insincerity. But look, look at the reward that comes with that service, with the decision to serve him now in this temporary phase of life. He says, the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. That's verse 3. Verse 4 continues, they who? The servants who serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more night. They who? The servants who serve him, and who see his face, and whose name is on their foreheads, and whose foreheads have God's name on them. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light. And get this, and they will reign forever and ever. Serving God faithfully now, even when it means dealing with toughness, harshness, persecution, you name it, suffering. Serving him faithfully now means serving him faithfully throughout eternity. And serving God faithfully throughout eternity means reigning with him throughout eternity. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot take your power with you when you die. You can only take your state of being saved or your state of being lost, and whatever that means, with you. I encourage you, submit to the Lord God now so that you can serve him for whatever number of years you have remaining, and serve him faithfully with integrity so that you can serve him throughout eternity as you reign with him forever and ever. The rewards for suffering well, for being obedient, for being humble. In verse 12, the Lord Jesus says, behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me. And I will give to everyone according to what he has done. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, including drug abuse, the sexually immoral, the murderers, including those who give the orders to murder, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. He says, I'm going to give to everyone according to what he has done. I encourage you. Connect with him, join with him, serve him faithfully. And those of you who have already done so, no matter how great the suffering, the rewards are greater. Stay with him.